The Gemara had quoted a Mishnah that said if the yodos of food were basison, they are no longer mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yosef said they would remain tome. So Rabbi Yochanan says that basison means that they crushed the yodos. Rabbi Lazar says it means that they untied them. So according to Rabbi Lazar, it can make sense why Rabbi Yosef said that they're still mekabel tuma. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would Rabbi Yosef say that they're mekabel tuma if they actually crushed them? Why would they still be mekabel tuma as yodos? So Rish Lakish said even when crushed, they assist the moving of the grain with a pitchfork. Therefore, they serve a purpose, and therefore they can still become tome. Rabbi Lazar said that tefillas of tzaddikim are compared to a pitchfork. Just like the pitchfork moves the grain from one place to another, so too the tefillas of tzaddikim bring Hashem to move from midas hadin to midas harachamim. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says one may use boards for schach. Rabbi Meir says it's not allowed. Zok the Mishnah, if one uses a board that is four tefachim wide, the sukkah remains kosher, but he should not sleep under that board. Rashi explains the board is within four amas to the wall, and the sukkah is therefore kosher because of daifin akuma. Zakhti Gemara, Rav said the machlek is only regarding boards that are four tefachim wide. Rav Meir says, since roofs of houses were built using boards of that width, we may not use it for schach, as a gzeri that one should not think that you can use your house as a sukkah, just go in and live under your roof. Rav Yehuda is not concerned for this, and therefore he doesn't make this gzeri. However, all would agree that boards that are less than four tefachim wide may be used. Shmuel says that they only argue regarding boards that are less than four tefachim wide. However, all would agree that boards that are four tefachim wide would not be allowed to be used. The Gemara, according to Shmuel, does that mean that even narrow boards less than three tefachim wide may not be used? How is that different than sticks or reeds? Rav Papa explained, all agree that boards larger than four are pasul, and less than three are kosher. The Machlokes is regarding boards that are between three and four tefachim wide. Rav Meir says they're wider than the amount that we need for lavid, and therefore they're considered to be pasul. Rav Yehuda says they're smaller than a makam kosher of four tefachim, and are therefore kosher. Our Mishnah seems to be a proof to Shmuel, because it says that if there is a board of four tefachim, one should not sleep under it. According to Shmuel, this follows Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. However, according to Rav, this would not be true according to Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara says, Rav would say, it could be that part of the Mishnah only follows Rabbi Meir. In fact, Gemara Brisa says, boards do not combine to make a sukkah puzzle. But Rabbi Meir says that they do. Now, according to Shmuel, the Brisa is discussing whether boards combine to a size of four tefachim, because all agree that a board of four tefachim wide is puzzle. However, according to Rav, who says that all agree that boards less than four tefachim are kosher, and the machlokes is regarding boards of four tefachim, even Rav Meir would agree that the smaller boards are kosher, so why would it be an issue to have them combined? And for the Gemara, the Braisa may be dealing with boards that are four tefachim wide, which Rav Meir says is pasul schach, and the issue being dealt with is whether they combine to four amas, at which amount they would pasul a sukkah even near the wall, even with daifin akuma. Another version of the proof was that the Braisa fits well according to Shmuel, because our Meir is saying that they combine to make four amas of pasul schach at the wall. However, according to Rav, why would Rabbi Yehuda have to say that they don't combine? According to him, boards that are four tefachim wide are valid and are no different than sticks. Clearly, they would not combine to become pasul. The Gemara answers that since Rav Meir says that they do combine to four amas, Rabbi Yehuda has to come along and say that they don't. The Gemara says there's a braisa that says like Rav that the machlek is only regarding boards that are four tefachim wide, and Rabbi Yehuda brought a proof in this braisa. The Rabbi Yehuda brings a proof from the fact that they once used boards of four tefachim when they were trying to fool the goyim into believing that they weren't keeping the mitzvah of sukkah. The Rabbanan says no proof because the shas akana is different. You can't bring a raya from shas akana. There's a braisa that says like Shmuel that the machlek is regarding boards that are less than four tefachim. The braisa then says Rabbi Meir would agree that if in between each board of four tefachim there's a space of equal size and that space is then filled with valid tzach, the sukkah would be kosher. So Gemara, if a board of four tefachim is stood up on its thickness so that the width is not actually covering the sukkah, Rav Huna says the sukkah would still be pasul, and Rav Chisson and Rabbi Rav Huna say it would be kosher. Rav Chisson and Rabbi Rav Huna asked Rav Nachman what the halacha is in this case. He told them that it's pasul, just like as if they were metal studs, because it's pasul eschach. Rav Huna told them, see, I told you my view is correct. They said to him, it's not like you gave us a reason for your view. He said, it's not like you asked me for a reason for my view. Maybe we can bring a proof to Rav Huna from a braisa. The braisa says that if one uses a board of four tefachim as schach in a way that only three of the four tefachim are on top of the sukkah, it's still possible. Presumably this means that the board was stood up under thickness, and we see it's possible. The braisa says no, it may mean that the board was placed at the end of the sukkah and part of the board hung off of the sukkah. The rule is that schach that extends beyond the sukkah is considered to be part of the sukkah as well. That's why the board's full four tefachim are considered to be as part of the sukkah, and maybe that's why the sukkah is pasul. So it's no raya really to Rav Huna's halacha.